didn't want you to sacrifice yourself for me, Joan.
I know you love me, but I don't want people to love me. It makes for obligations. This prison air is filthy. It's wet. It stinks. Don't they ever clean these places? Tell them to give you fresh water. God, what goes on in this world? Aren't you speaking to me, Joan?
Goodbye, Charlie.
You must stop calling me Charlie. Ever since my coronation, I am careful to make everyone say Sire.
Sire.
I'll come and see you again. Goodbye.
Saint Michael, come to me. Find me. I need you now! I told you I was afraid of fire long before I ever knew. Or did I always know? You want me to live? Why do I call for help? You must have good reason for not coming to me. They think I dreamed it all. Maybe I did. But it's over now.
Are you weeping?
Oh, no, Monsignor.
I'm sorry to disturb you. I only came to say that I'm glad you are safe. You behave damn well. Well, it's rather difficult to say in my language. The plain fact is that I like you. And it amused me to watch you with the Inquisitor. Sinister man, isn't he? I hate these intellectual idealists more than anything else in the world. What disgusting animals they are. He wanted only to see you humiliate yourself, no matter what your state or your misery. And when you did, he was satisfied.
He had reason to be satisfied.
Well, don't worry about him. Things worked out well. Martyrs are likely to stir up the blood of simple people and set up too grand a monument to themselves. Oh, it's all very complex and dangerous. Tell me, are you a virgin?
Yes, sire.
I knew you were. A woman would not talk as you do. My fiancé in England is a very pure girl, and she also talks like a boy. You are the greatest horsewoman I have ever seen. Well, I am intruding on you. Do not hesitate to let me know if I can ever do anything for you. Goodbye, madam.
Monseigneur, you are a kind man. No one else came here to see me.
It's nothing. It's that I hate these people who use words to make war. You and I killed the... Because that was the way things turned out for us.
Monseigneur, I have done wrong, and I don't know how or why I did it. I swore against myself, and that is a great sin, past all others. I still believe in everything that I did. God can't want that. What can be left for me?
Well, certainly they are not going to make you a gay life. Not first. But things work out, and in time, your nasty little Charles might even show you a speck of loyalty.
Yes, when I am no longer dangerous. He might even give me a small pension and a servant's room at court.
Madam, there will be no court.
And I will wear cast-off brocade and put jewels in my hair and grow old. I will be happy that you remember my past warrior days. And I will grovel before those who speak of my past and pray them to be silent. And when I die in a big, fat bed, I will be remembered only as a crazy girl who rode into battle for what she said she believed, and then ate the dirt of lies when she was faced with punishment. And that's if my little Charles remembers me at all. If he doesn't, there will always be a dungeon, filth and darkness. Oh, what good is life either way?
It's good any way you can have it. Of course, we all try to save a little Anna, but the main thing is to be here.
I was only born on the day you first spoke to me. My life only began on the day you told me what I must do with my sword hand. You are silent, dear my God, because you are sad to see me frightened and craven. And for what? A few years of unworthy life? I know. Yes, I know. I took the good days from you and refused the bad. Forgive me. Forgive me, my God. Take me back for what I am. Forgive me. Warwick, call back your soldiers. I deny my confession.
Joan, no nonsense, please. Things are all right as they are.
Come.
I want nothing to do with your death.
Warwick, you do have a funny gentleman's face, but come now. Soldiers, Englishmen, give me back my warrior clothes. And when I have put them on, call back all the priests. I deny my confession. Oh, dear my God, please, please help me now.